The early returns were a comprehensive setback for Mr. Bloomberg, the billionaire former mayor of New York City, who entered the race late and spent more than $500 million on an aggressive advertising campaign. But Mr. Bloomberg slumped badly after a series of damaging clashes with Ms. Warren and many moderates and African Americans who appeared to have abandoned him for Mr. Biden. Hours into vote counting, Mr. Bloomberg had won only one contest in American Samoa. Addressing supporters in West Palm Beach, Florida, on Tuesday night, Mr. Bloomberg tried to put the best face on a dismal evening. "Here's what is clear," he said. "No matter how many delegates we win tonight, we have done something no one else thought was possible. In just 3 months, we have gone from 1% in the polls to being a contender for the Democratic nomination for president." Ms. Warren's loss in Massachusetts left her without a single victory after a month of primaries and caucuses, and in many places on Tuesday, she was running in a relatively distant third or fourth place. Most dispiriting to Ms. Warren may be that she lost her home state, not to Mr. Sanders, who worked hard to defeat her in her home state, but rather Mr. Biden, suggesting that none of the recent tumults in the race had worked to her advantage. But Ms. Warren's campaign in recent days explicitly laid out a strategy of accumulating delegates for a contested convention, and it was not clear that her latest setbacks would deter that approach. Ms. Warren campaigned on Tuesday in Michigan, which holds a primary next week, and urged voters to cast the vote that will make you proud, rather than making more calculated assessments. And she announced campaign stops in Arizona and Idaho, two other states that vote this month.